Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, brains. There's only one requirement to hang out on the edge, is that you open your big brain and close your small mind. Did you bring your thinking caps? It's time to put them on, because the conversation starts now.
Well, welcome, Errol Gonsalves. Do you say it Gonsalves or Gonzalez?
Well, Gonsalves would be closest, but as long as all those consonants are enunciated, it's the name. Every person,
well, I like
my family,
Gonsalves, because it's different than Gonzalez. You know, the Z versus the S. And so, is it of Hispanic descent?
It's Portuguese descent.
Ooh, okay.
And everyone in my family says it different. So I say, my father would say Charles Gonzalez. My mother would say Wendy Gonzalez. So, whatever.
How did you get the beautiful name of Arrow?
Yeah, actually. Anyway, first, thanks for having me on. I've been looking forward to this, April, and we've had a couple of bumps getting it out there.
Things getting shifting it, but we were going to be together.
Awesome. And so thanks. I love it. And hi, everyone. It's so nice to be here and connect with you.
Thank you.
My name came from a meditation years ago. And let me take off my glasses. I don't need them. I'm not going to be reading.
Oh, and, I know. I try to take mine off, but I need to be seeing. And it's such a difference with your glasses on and off.
Yeah, we'll wink at each other. Arrow came from meditation in 2007. And I'm very vision and very mission driven. And I was at a point where I'd been studying and, you know, had my master level Tao training status for a number of years. And I was in a position of moving into a Korean community to deepen, to step away from everything, my business, everything for a few years, and just really drill into my vision and my mission and developing my skills in this practice. And during my meditation, I started to envision a sun and arrows coming out of the sun.
Oh, wow.
Started with rays and then turned to arrows. And after a few days of this, like, kind of dreamy vision unfolding, all of a sudden these arrows start to pronounce themselves, like, boom, like, pay attention. And then I realized that while I was moving into the community, I took it to mean that I have my own mission and not to get gobbled up into the community's mission and vision. So I'm like a satellite of that. I've got my own vision, arrow coming out of the sun. And then over the years, so that was, 2007. I've been an instructor since 2003. And I realized that now, of course, it's my students who are the arrows. So it's more like I'm the sun and the student.
Brains, welcome back to On the Edge with April Mahoney here. This is the place where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. And our guest today is Errol Gonsalves.
Hi.
He is the founder of Heart, Drum Beat, Brain, and Body Training Academy. That's a mouthful. She really helps entrepreneurs go into their core to develop projects and to become more productive and to be self-aware to create success in their business. She's got a beautiful name, and she just told us, you know, exactly how she got it. It was through a meditation. So we're going to talk about meditation. We're going to talk about training. We're going to talk about courage. We're going to talk about entrepreneurs. And being productive, you know, it's one thing to meet on the meeting, but what are you meeting about? Are you impactful? Are you insightful? Are you really doing something? Or are you just a jobby hobbyist? Okay, we'll talk about all that and more. So again, Errol,
wow.
That name is beautiful. That name is beautiful. And you're there in Canada. What part of Canada are you in?
I'm on Vancouver Island, April.
Ooh,
and thank
yes, I've been there.
Yeah, thanks for having me on today. Hi, everyone. And that was a wonderful intro. And you're right.
Oh, well, thank you. It's very heartfelt because I'm into that. You know, a lot of people, I tell you, oh, and you know what, Bryce, I forgot to tell you, she is a best-selling author, international, and she's done not one, but two TEDx. I want to talk to her about this TEDx experience and what that was like as well. So now we got the lineup. But, you know, there's so many people that like that big word. Oh, I'm an entrepreneur. Well, you can be entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Because everybody is not scheduled to do that. Everybody's, there's a lot of people that are doing great as W-2 employees. They go in, they do their work, they get their check, they get their benefits, they go on vacation, and that's it. They retire. But this entrepreneurial journey is, and it's a journey. Mm-hmm. It is a marathon. It is not a sprint. It takes
it's a journey into self-mastery.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And my role, I'm actually a Taoist trainer in the Tao Leadership Arts. So that's all about developing your internal ki energy to harness your energy and manage your energy well. So really the problem today for entrepreneurs is that 4 out of 5, as you mentioned, 4 out of 5 businesses fail in the first 5 years. Because the business owner has too many demands on their time. And so they start their businesses, or we start our businesses, looking for freedom, whether that's freedom of impact, time, money, location, lifestyle freedom, or the freedom not to have to kowtow or to conform to someone else's agenda. And what happens is quite often, you know, starting a business, it can be just, you know, work hard, get it all done, grind it out. But as soon as you start getting a little bit of traction, you have to start thinking of systems and scaling. Whereas most entrepreneurs or most business owners still have this task-oriented or employee-oriented mindset.
Right, very much so.
And
they don't know how to shift it. They don't know how to, you know, okay, great. This is what I know how to do. But mm-hmm. the accounting, the marketing, the publicity, the, you know, the strategic planning.
Mm-hmm. So what happens is instead of getting freedom thereafter, they become enslaved by the business. Mm-hmm. And they're, with that, their productivity suffers, then their relationships start to suffer, and then their health suffers. So it gets to this thing that they're almost waiting to hit the lottery before they can live a healthy, wholesome life.
And they always, you know, they have to understand there's a cost to doing business. That cost can be of your time. That can be a sacrifice with your family, that could be your health, because you have this drive and you want to keep this momentum. So self-mastery is key, knowing how to create balance in your life, understanding how to prioritize, understanding how to, you know, multitask, what is important, what, you know, where you need to hire, where you're weak. You know, some people you maybe not be good at accounting. But you
I'm going to share a formula because this is you're nailing it. The solution's quite often counterintuitive because entrepreneurs, business owners quite often still have this employee or task mentality, like job mentality of just that's very task oriented. So switching it around and becoming like, basically there's 3 steps. And the first step is put your health first, because this helps you build the energy that you're not going to be, that your whole foundation is sustainable. The second is getting clear and focused on your priorities. And then the third is harnessing your time and your energy to maximize your results. So it's, and we do this through self-connection, learning to manage the energy within, like from the inside out. Mm-hmm. So learning to manage first the physical energy. Have you heard of Maslow's law of hierarchical needs? So it's a proven theory. It's basically based on a triune brain model. So that a human needs to have their physical needs met to be able to get out of survival mode and into creativity mode. Oh. So first we need our physical needs met. And then when they are, then the human wants their social and connection needs to be met. And then when those are met, naturally we want to create and we want, you know, that's where we find fulfillment. So it's these, this three foundation of health, happiness, and peace that brings us fulfillment. And so quite often entrepreneurs are trying to approach it from the opposite end. They're trying to connect, like they're trying to create.
Right.
And then they don't have time for the relationships and the health starts to fail.
Right.
And everything collapses and they end up overwhelmed and stuck. And as you're mentioning, delegating, kind of getting to a situation that there's no system. So they're the only ones that knows where everything is and how to.
Oh, yeah. But that's a control thing, too.
Yeah.
And that's what I try to tell people. Being an entrepreneur doesn't necessarily mean that you have to control everything all the time. You still need input from outside resources because those things are what stimulate your growth. Mm-hmm. What wakens your ingenuity, what, increases your lexicon so that you have the vocabulary and you have the skills to really forge you ahead. Because entrepreneurs have to understand they build a business normally to sell it off or to diversify, and then they build something else. Go back for me a little bit, Errol. Tell me a little bit about your experience and how did you even get into this?
Yeah, well, I've been a business owner or entrepreneur since my teens. And I started out as a stockbroker. I was a single mom I was a stockbroker in Toronto back. I'll date myself, but this was early 80s, like 81. And that was a time there weren't too many women in the field and I was young. So it's like two strikes, right? And I really had to learn to really dig into my core and, you know, get on top. Fast forward about 9 years and I was sales manager of the largest employment recruiting company in Canada. Dealing with the technology industrial sector for management, like mill management, that kind of thing. And then...
So you found yourself pretty much in male-dominated environments.
I've been a pioneer, and my whole family goes back, other than my father. My father actually was a brain specialist. He was the first operator of the CAT scan, so I guess where the brain part comes in. And
that's what we're talking to a bunch of brains. That's exactly what we do, because brains.
Yeah, right. And I can date my family back to 1432, and that whole line of patriarchy right to my father was all entrepreneurial.
Wow.
So yeah, I was a bit of a rebel. I went my own path, but I kind of found my way into that stream anyway, which is funny how that works, even taking a rebel path, so to speak. And yeah, if something's a challenge, then to me that's a challenge, right? And I take it on. But the way I found this practice was actually, so I was self-employed. I was on the road. I had, my divorce, my marriage was in trouble, and I was looking at whether to divorce or not. And I felt so disconnected from myself. I went looking for a yoga meditation practice because I heard that would help me reconnect to myself. And that's how I found the Tao healing arts and the Tao leadership arts. So it's yoga, Qigong, personal meditation, personal development through self-connection through the energy system. And it's a science. So it really resonated with me, and it's nature-based. So instead of a bunch of affirmations to learn or go around quoting someone else's information, it's more a system of guidance, of deep self-connection to develop your core and develop your physical, like your immune system, your physical functioning. And then move into these questions of who am I, what it's life, what do I want, and create a purpose, right? So I'm not saying find a purpose, I'm saying create a purpose.
Wow. Did you hear that, brains? It's different from finding and creating.
Yeah.
Okay? But you have to find yourself. You have to kind of have some sort of sense of direction of what you want, an epiphany, journaling. You know, dreaming, all of those things are very, very important. I want to ask you too about...
Well, this has a martial art base to it.
Yeah, so I did that.
Mind over matter. So you know how you see someone chop through...
I've done Tai Chi. Is that you? Is that a picture of you breaking that board?
No, because I didn't actually take martial art training. But it's the same process. So it's mind over matter through your core and through the energy. So when they're doing it, it's not simply the force of their hand. It's their mind and the energy harnessed in the core. So it's body, mind, spirit, and learning about power and matter. So to heal yourself, you have to know yourself. And to know yourself well, you have to go inside, right? And as you move the energy, like emotion is energy in motion. So as you can move the energy, then you can see what's inside, because emotions come up, thoughts come up, opinions come up, you know? So it's a purification of the subconscious mind. So brain, body, and desires are working on the same team instead of apart from each other. So I like to say, empower your core, tame your monsters.
Absolutely. I want to ask you this before we go into your TEDx experience, about you saying that you had to dissolve your marriage. Mm-hmm. And during that, you found this awakening. Mm-hmm. In that awakening, did clarity appear and show you that, okay, I'm moving in a different direction and it's time for me to make a change? But it also opened up your heart, your mind, and your spirit to be able to accept this, because breaking up a family and dissolving a marriage is a huge undertaking. It's a huge decision, and it's something that you're going to have to live with, but also you're going to have to be able to facilitate and navigate with that other person and your children. Tell us a little bit about that experience, if you would.
Wow, that's a really great question. You phrased that so well. Yes. For me, it cut this like shakeup, cut the legs out from under my life. So my first goal was really connection to myself, because my mind was going up and down. My mind was basically didn't know how to stay steady enough. It was like I lost connection for myself. So that was my first goal. And by joining the system, because it is the physical component of the system reconnected me to myself. So I've always been athletic, and by getting into my body, it woke something within me that was my core, that was familiar, that first of all brought back this drive and snapped me out of this like dream state of just being controlled by my emotions. And then I did a series of workshops, and about 5 months in, I did this workshop, Awakening True Self, because you need that physical grounding. You need to sense the energy. And then you use the energy as a web to cut through to true self or the soul. So at the point that my soul opened, everything changed. Everything turned right. I saw that I didn't need love, that I am loved, and to share my love. So that got very clear. I was also able to forgive myself, forgive my husband, and or start like get that glimpse of forgiveness to work on. It took some time to actually go through that process. So you see it and then you work on it.
And I tell people all the time, it's always an evolution. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to go back to that place. You're going to revisit that place in other situations, but you're going to look at it differently. You're going to take off the rose-colored glasses and say, hey, this is, you know, actually what it is and who I am. It doesn't define you, mm-hmm. just outlines you. That's all.
Yeah, so I wasn't sure whether to accept and stay or accept and leave, right? And it just became oil and water, and it kind of took care of it.
You know, sometimes your mate will be going like, okay, so now you out here doing all of this Tai Chi and Qigong and taking these classes and listening to these, you know, these mystics and these gurus, I'm not feeling you. So you grow in two different directions spiritually. You're no longer evenly yoked. I get it. But you know what? Again, that's part of the process.
Yeah. Well, I was growing in one direction. Oh, he and I. Yeah.
Right.
Definitely. But then what I noticed is very quickly, well, I was also so excited about, because it wasn't just reconnection. It was this power that came out and this like tapping into an energy that was familiar, but like long forgotten of like this wisdom and life as an adventure and the energy as the conduit and the power that came out of that. And very quickly, I shot to the largest business of my type through New England, right down through Key West.
Wow.
And so it was, because it's energy management. So learning to harness the energy, get clear on what you want. So the vibe, you know, your body's strong, you get clear on what you want, and then you learn to harness it and direct it well. So it's your physical system's more efficient, your emotions become more mature, and you develop this objectivity and ability to zoom in and zoom out. And then you are very clear on what you want and how you want to use it. So you develop this.
You know what the challenge is, Errol? Mm-hmm. It's consistency. And it's consistency.
Oh, yeah. And devotion.
Right, yeah. Devotion, yeah. And keeping that promise to yourself, mm-hmm. long term, because yeah. people might be able to, okay, well, I'm a great mother, mm-hmm. or I'm a great spouse, or I'm a great businesswoman, but juggling all of the balls, you know, finding out who you are, being consistent and being happy with that. That's where the self-mastery comes in. That's where the brain and the body have to connect. But it has to be long-term. It has to be a lifestyle. This can't be something that you just, you know, weave in and out of, like making tapestry. This is the fabric of your life. And you
it's a living practice. You're cultivating your character and you're going layer by layer deeper and deeper into full self-expression and fulfillment, right? So,
and another thing, it can be scary, you know, and I'll tell you why. I've had some meditations that have led to some manifestations that have really blown my mind. And then the reality of what I am required to do in the process. So many people have this misnomer of, oh, well, I'm going to manifest this and it's going to be perfect. Baby, let me tell you, newsflash, there is going to be trials and there's going to be errors, because the things that hurt us the most are truly our best teachers. And so when you get into that space of a quandary and you run up against obstacles, what do we do? I mean, you know, okay, keep going back into this place of meditation. Well, that's where I found this quandary to begin with. Maybe that's somewhere I don't want to visit. Yeah. How do I balance that?
Yeah. So this is the brain education piece of it, because everything has to start with having a goal. So at first my goal was self-connection. Then after, it became more like, what do I want? And then it became more like, well, what do I create to get that? Like, how do I get that? But there's a simple, like, our brain is there to help us achieve what we want. The thing is that we have so many different messages. So once we're clear about what we want, the obstacles come up. Just like when we connect to our immune system, toxins come up. That can wake people too. They can do a class and they can feel tired and not recognize it's a healing phenomenon. And if they go through that, they feel brighter and brighter and brighter. And on an emotional level, or when you're learning something too, there can be this cognitive dissonance on the spiritual level. So you can have this physical healing phenomena that you have to understand that it's everything that doesn't belong. Once you set your goal and want it and you're fixed on it, then anything that doesn't belong rises to the surface to be swept away physically, emotionally, psychologically, mentally. So when you recognize that, and as you empower your core, which is the key thing, a lot of energy, they focus too much on the heart, which is the emotional body.
Right.
The core is like neutral. It doesn't have the, it's not emotional. It's just there and present.
It's the weight. I look at it as the weight that keeps me anchored is the core.
Exactly. And then from the core, you can have this objectivity that as things are coming up, they catch you off guard, but you start to go, ah, is this a healing phenomena? Ah, like, oh, so... because your brain,
or is this negative chi that I need to poop out?
Well, it's the same thing. It's right. The same thing.
Right.
Yeah. So when this is where you need a trainer and you need a system to follow. So as you're able to harness the energy in your core and you build that physical base, then first you start healing on the physical level. Toxins come up, tired energy come up. Your stress response restores, so you can get, like, you know, some interesting phenomena, let's say. And then once that happens, your shoulders, your joints are, energy can circulate through them. So then what's stuck in your heart and your chest and your torso, your emotions start to move, because they can move. And so then you've got a trainer guiding you to watch and develop your objectivity and stay centered. And then as that moves, then your mental, you know, your self-worth, your limiting beliefs, your judgments, your negativity, they start coming up to release. But by now you're starting to trust your teacher, your understanding that these are healing phenomena, you're expecting them. They always catch you off guard.
They do. They do. That's why I said mine come in dreams. I get downloads. You know, I will be talking to someone and I'll get a message from God to deliver to them. And I don't consider myself, quote unquote, you know, having psychic ability. We all have psychic ability if we listen to it. We all have intuition and intuitive if we go with it. I get
if we clear the path to hear it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so talking about clearing a path, you have traveled the path not once but twice as a TEDx speaker. Tell me a little bit about the process and what was in your valuable talk.
Yeah, so actually, I wasn't a speaker, I was a presenter. Okay. And so I mimed my TEDx, and it was totally like a Qigong section to get the audience centered, connected, and grounded, like recalibrating them. And so it was pretty exciting. I was approached and did it. And then another TEDx organizer was looking for people and saw it and invited me. And yeah, it was pretty exciting. Well, it was wonderful.
So Errol, you were a part of an anthology, a collaboration, a body of work in text. Mm-hmm. What was that process like for you? Because you facilitate retreats and you're blogging and all of this thing. But what was it like to sit down and say, you know what, I'm going to be in print. This is going to be a part of my body of work.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was honored to be invited and included and really respect the other contributors to the book. So that was very exciting. Other than that, it was, you know, exciting to share my message and reach more people with it.
What was your message? What is your message? If I were to, you know, Google you and look at some of your, what is your core message?
My core message is to trust your brain. Mm-hmm. And that there are methods to come into alignment, because quite often people struggle because they don't know how to align their body, mind, and spirit. So that's my core message. You can trust your brain, but there are systems to help you do that. And there's no need to struggle. So it takes discipline. It takes devotion. And that's determined by how clear you are on the outcome you want and how much you want it, right?
Absolutely.
So that's where the meditation comes in, being clear on what you want and tapping into it on a regular, like daily basis, right? And then you start getting that guidance of what to do. As you mentioned, you're intuitive, you get a lot of guidance, and then you choose to follow it or you don't. And when you don't, what happens? And when you do, what happens? And then we gradually start to trust our brain. And a lot of it is like, it's this experiential component for sure. It's the method, but it's really understanding, especially what you described before, when the obstacles come up, recognizing that they're, that's an opportunity rather than, as long as you're on track, right? So that's really, because people don't trust their brain. They're looking outside for too much information.
Right.
And too dependent on outside sources. It's like people don't know how to get the sleep they need. They don't know how to eat well. They don't know how to
make a decision.
Their baby, right?
Yeah, so they can't make a decision. They can't say yes or no. They feel, they get caught in their feelings. Oh, well, if I say no, then this person is going to feel rejected. Well, you know what? If it doesn't work for you, it doesn't work for you. Let me ask you a couple quick random questions. What would you tell a 25-year-old Errol Gonsalves?
I have to meet the 25-year-old where they are. And for many of them, as I speak to 25-year-olds often, they're expressing an inability to focus and a lack of meaning.
Wow.
And with that, then I would say because the mind is, the energy is scattered, right? It's like scattered with too many options,
right,
and too many messages coming in, versus stop, turn the mind inside, get to know yourself, and all those answers are inside. Like, to feel meaning, to be able to focus. Many tell me, even actually 18-year-olds I'll speak to will say they're depressed, and that's like a whole,
right,
that's a symptom of a lack of self-connection. So you can do it. It's inside you. And there are pathways to do it, right? So that's
what brings you the ultimate joy.
Ultimate joy is seeing the lights go on and the dots connect and the lights go on, the awakenings with my students. I also spend a lot of time out in the woods. I kayak, I hike, I backcountry camp, I ride my bike everywhere. I go to the gym too. I have my own practice. So all that, moving my body, being outside. I live on the ocean. Mountains behind me, ocean in front of me, rivers running through. So I love all that. I live in paradise on earth. But ultimately, I see my life as an opportunity to grow my soul. And sharing my energy, that connection, like happiness, that's connection, right? And then seeing students have those aha moments and shift from a place of strain into flow, right, and from anxiety into a sense of adventure and excitement. And even putting them in postures that they don't believe they'll be able to do, and then they find out they can, and seeing them expand beyond their current boundary. Those aha moments, I love them.
They are beautiful. I see that, even with my show sometimes, people are like, wow, I didn't think I could do it, or, I didn't know I was going to get this many responses, and there's other people that really resonate and connect with my message, so that's powerful. So you have an offering for my brains. Tell us a little bit about that.
I do. So it's called 7 Freedoms, Map Your Pattern of Success, and it's a workbook that is introspection-based. So it's how to achieve free, align your business success with the lifestyle you want. And the 7 freedoms, they actually align with the chakras. So it starts with you getting self-connected, getting connected to you. Then it moves into time freedom, money freedom, relationship freedom, freedom of purpose, impact, and legacy. So it's a process, and it just helps you get clear and focused on what it is you want, what are your highest value priorities, and start mapping that out for yourself. So
that's incredible. So tell my brains how to get in contact with you. I want them to work with you there in Canada, but it doesn't have to be Canada, because we are now omnipresent. We're everywhere in the world. And
the majority of my students are in the States. And just because of the population distribution, like, wow, you have 250 million people in the States. We have like 30 million in Canada. So I just put it out there through Canada and the US, and that's just kind of how it falls out. So you can reach me through heartdrumbeat.com. You're welcome to email me directly at arrow@heartdrumbeat.com. And please go download that guide, 7 Freedoms, Map Your Pattern of Success, and start aligning yourself with the time, money, and impact that you dream of making today.
And again, Brains, we want you to be insightful and impactful, not just busy.
Are you posting the link so they can go to heartdrumbeat.com and on the homepage is a link to download the Seven Freedoms workbook? If they want to read more about it, they can go to heartdrumbeat.com/7freedoms, no hyphen.
Okay. And yep. We're going to put all of that information in the show notes.
Perfect.
And at the end of the video, because I want people to connect with you on a much higher syncopated level. I want you to raise your frequency. I want you to listen to the drumbeat of your heart and to pay attention to your brain. Mm-hmm. You know, your brain is the engine that runs the machine. Mm-hmm. It controls everything. So you need to be kind to it. You need to, it's a muscle. You need to exercise it. And really take stake in who you are and start caring about, you know, what this life has to offer. Mm-hmm. COVID has put us all on a pause. And if you had nothing else, you had time to do some self-reflection. It's not over with, Brains. This is only the beginning. Mm-hmm. So I want you to thrive right here on the edge. Thank you so much, Arrow, for being here with me and my Brains. We appreciate you and we honor you and we want to touch you. Brains, go in and take a look at it. Download the information. It's a free F-R-E-E download, you know, so you didn't pay to get up in here. You might as well pay attention.
Thank you.
Bye, Arrow.